Last weekend, the Northeast Organic Farming Association held its annual statewide conference in Saratoga Springs. WOOC correspondent Mark Dunley sat down with NOFA policy chairperson Leanna Hoetz to discuss their policy objectives for 2018, including the upcoming federal farm bill.
We're at the Saratoga statewide conference with the Northeast Organic Farm Association, and we're talking with Leanna Hoetz, who helps with the policy for NOFA. Leanna, what are some of the key policy issues that NOFA is dealing with? You mentioned before the issue of certification. What does that mean?
NOFA New York is an accredited certifier for the USDA's organic certification program, and we've always believed that strong standards with high integrity for organic keep family farmers profitable and in the game of organic. So we're really concerned at the national level that organic standards are being watered down and that the Department of Agriculture is not implementing or enforcing the organic law properly.
Now, one of the issues that have been raised over the years is how costly it can be for, say, smaller farmers to comply with some of these organic, federal regulations. Has that issue been addressed?
Indeed. We hear it a lot that it's expensive to certify to organic, but the truth of the matter is it is not that expensive. There, a small vegetable farm typically could be about $350 to certify, and then there's a USDA program that's been in existence since the beginning of certification that returns 75% of that back to the farmer. So the cost is not that high, and the benefit and the added value on your retail price is definitely proven.
Now, one of the issues that's been raised over the years is just the cost for a new farmer to get into the agriculture business if they're not from a family which already is in agriculture. Are there programs out there to help young farmers get started?
Indeed, there are increasingly programs for new beginning farmers, young farmers coming in. They have a lot of upfront costs from all of the infrastructure, but they also have a lot of difficulty accessing the land. Price of land, for instance, in the Hudson Valley is just exorbitant. So we need to put in place more programs to help young farmers have access to owning the land so they can build the equity in their business.
Now, if there's a consumer out there and, they go to the local grocery store and, organic's about, a buck more for a pepper, what are the benefits to the consumer of shopping organic for their food?
Organic food is grown in general in as close to natural systems as possible, and specifically, organic food is not grown with toxic pesticides or herbicides. So the food itself doesn't have a pesticide load, and that's been proven. In addition, the organic practices are really good for the environment. Organic soils both protect from drought as well as floods, and altogether, organic is about being better for the environment and better for the health of people.
Now, the major bill which shapes our food system in the United States is the Farm Bill. A lot of the funding actually goes towards the anti-hunger program, but there's always been complaints over the year that too much of the funding goes to corporate agriculture, to promoting monocrops, and to subsidizing things like corn and soy, which are not necessarily healthy because of too high fat, too high sugar. What are some of the goals with the organic community in terms of the Farm Bill, and are you optimistic that you'll see action on that?
Well, optimism about the Farm Bill is difficult. We'll see if Congress can actually get to it. What we do see is an increasing interest in organic agriculture because the organic marketplace has been growing so fast. There are a couple of areas that need some significant attention, such as organic research. Right now, about 2 to 3% of all USDA research dollars are spent on organic research. That's pathetic, and it has an effect on our farmers not having the tools they need to do better and better at organic. And in addition, organic research is the results of organic research is available to all farmers, and it would help all farmers come up with tools that are not based in toxic materials.
Now, one of the workshops at the conference this weekend up in Saratoga was the issue of how we deal with climate change in agriculture. Certainly a lot of people point to the concept of regenerative agriculture, trying to put carbon back into the soil, make it more fertile. What is sort of regenerative agriculture, and how big is that in terms of a movement becoming?
It's a huge movement, growing huge movement. It's not about a label per se, as organic is, and it's about the idea that agriculture actually builds on its practices and builds the soil and regenerates the soil continually. And what that does for instance, climate change is make it have the ability to sequester carbon in a big way.
Now, if any of our listeners are out there thinking about, yeah, I should start growing organic in my my garden, but I've always been worried about how to deal with this particular pest. Are there information on, say, the NOFA website that can help them?
Absolutely. The NOFA website has a lot of different tools for gardeners as well as farmers. That's NOFANY.org. I would also look at the Rodale Institute website. And the website of the Organic Farming Research Foundation. There are actually a lot of websites out there giving you some tools, but there are lots of ways to do it. You don't need to use toxic chemicals in your backyard.
And maybe a two-part question we'll end up with. One is just, you know, what is the NOFA website? People want more information, or how do they get, you know, active with NOFA at the local level? And then just second, are there any other state or national policies that NOFA is pushing that you'd like people to be aware of?
Sure. We NOFA New York, www.nofany.org, is a really great tool to use. It not only has these techniques to help you with your gardening, but they sign up for our policy committee, and we'll send you action alerts on what you can do statewide and nationally to support organic farming. And we encourage people to start learning about policy in their own backyard.
And we've been talking with Leanna Hoods, and this is Mark Dunley. Leanna is with Northeast Organic Farm Association, and I'm with WOOC.
If you're just tuning in, that was Leanna Hoods discussing NOFA's policy objectives for 2018. But I think actually my co-host, Mark Russo, didn't you also go to that conference?
I did, and so did Dave Pablo, who's another host for the Hudson Mohawk Magazine.
So we were just in there representing, huh? Yep. So tell me about the conference. Like, how was your experience there?
I had a really wonderful time. I've been involved with the organic farming scene in this area for about 5 years, and I haven't been to a NOFA conference in 4 years. So it was really wonderful to go and reconnect with people, and also to see all the different shades of people who are involved in organic farming. There are a lot of people you might imagine look like organic farmers, but there are also a lot of young farmers, young people who are getting involved in agriculture. And just an enormous number of workshops covering everything from homestead, backyard level things to tree crops, animals, vegetables, minerals too, because they talk about things you can add to your soil to build fertility, policy.
How was the conference different this time you went versus when you went 4 years ago?
You know, it's hard to say because I'm a very different person now than I was then. But I would say the workshops have definitely evolved over time. Now they are much more focused, and they follow they're set up so you can follow a specific track. So say you're interested in grains, like Amy Halloran might be, you could follow that track all throughout the conference and get a really intensive look at grains. They also had a test kitchen open this year where they taught people about fermenting vegetables, doing stocks and broths, and also cooking with local produce.
That's actually really, really cool. It kind of makes me want to go next year.
I highly recommend it. It's right up in Saratoga Springs, so it's very easily accessible. It's in the Saratoga City Center. They do offer scholarships for organic growers and farmers and people who are interested in the field. That I think the due date for application will be next December, so you have some time to apply, or you can apply for a you can volunteer as well to help out. You can do everything from registering people to check mm-hmm. badges at dinner. And this may not apply to so many listeners, but there's a huge trade show that happens there too, where there's seed producers, there's educators from different programs in the region, from Vermont and New York, that have farming related education programs. There were some local there was a wool manufacturer. She had gloves and blankets and all kinds of things.
There really is a lot of different type of stuff. That's really cool. Very interesting.
There's a lot of breadth and depth in organic farming, and it's really right in our backyard. So it's really worth it to make the trip.
For sure. Well, thanks for giving us a little, 411 rundown.
You're
about
welcome.
That.
There'll be more to come, because Dave and I will be putting up a lot of content that we recorded at the conference at the farm segment that usually airs on Friday.